BingeBots.
Hi everyone, this is Samiran from the Three Techies Banter team, and we are back again, Nilesh, Sheetal and I. In this video, we are going to be recording facts that are probably of no use to anybody. But just bear with us, since we found out about it, we felt a dying urge to pour it out on you so that it doesn't go to waste. And in that vein, I found the most ridiculous fact that I think is about the longest living land animal. His name is Jonathan, and he's a tortoise, and he was born in 1832, and he's currently 192 years old. He's seen World War I, World War II, the Russian Revolution, 7 monarchs on the British throne, and 39 US presidents. And now he's comfortably living his life on some island, and I have no idea what you're going to do with this information.
Well, that was news.
Absolutely. And that is great conversation at the bar. Have you thought about it? In your drunken state, ask this quiz, which says, who is the longest living mammal? Yeah.
Which living thing has seen all the wars?
All these. Yeah. And also,
I mean, there's the fact, anybody who's lived longer than Queen Elizabeth only is a museum piece. So, I mean, it's like that. It's essential.
Okay, so I won't be able to top that, but let me also share one fact which might also be of no use to anyone. But I am visiting Hamburg for an event, right? And the first thing, and this is my first visit to Hamburg, first thing that came to my mind was, I was telling my son, I'm going to have hamburger in Hamburg, because in my mind I thought Hamburg and hamburger are related. So lo and behold, they are not actually. So many people do attribute hamburger to have been invented in Hamburg, but there's nothing like that. It seems one of the, you know, when you look at the history of hamburgers, it seems that there was a ship which used to run between Hamburg and New York, okay, which was called Hamburg something line, the name of the shipping company. And they used to serve a sandwich which had a, you know, kind of a beef patty in it and stuff like that. And they lent the sandwich its own name, and they called it a hamburger. And people used to have hamburgers on that ship while on their way to New York. Then there are some people who say that actually it was invented in US, which seems likely to me, because and think about it. It always used to have a beef patty. Then why call it ham burger, right? So it seems the patty is burger. The ham part, God knows where it comes from. The burger part is patty. So anyway, so nothing to do. I'm probably going to have some German cuisine and no hamburgers in Hamburg.
So it is very strange, right? You ask someone, I want a chicken hamburger. So do you want a chicken burger or a hamburger or a chicken hamburger?
Or ham chicken.
Very confusing.
Because burger.
I'm now convinced that this is an American product, because they have to give everything a different name, right?
Exactly.
Right. So if the British said something or the Europeans said something, the Americans had to say something different. And that's how they called it, the hamburger. So I'm now convinced that it's an American product. I have a very strange thing. I was watching Our Planet on Netflix, and it's something over, my son's here and we're watching it together. And in the commentary, they you know, in the whole series that we were watching, they're talking about the migratory patterns of various animals and things like that. And they keep throwing data like 1 million, 5 million, 10 million crossing, and some geese were flying and some 1 million are being shot every time. And I keep thinking to myself, how do they calculate? Okay, I just want to know that. How did they arrive at the fact? I mean, when you think about it, when you see all those ants which build the ant hills and things like that, how will you count how many million ants were there on that ant hill, right? I'm very, very, very interested in knowing how one figures that out. I wonder whether it is like, okay, on the screen we saw so many ants in so much by so much size, and therefore let's multiply this by the scale. I'm really fascinated about that one. So that's another piece of data, in fact, which I don't know what you're going to do about, but hey, maybe it'll get you thinking. So,
you know, you are treading into the zone of extrapolation, statistics and stuff like that, which, you know, we are all quite unaware of.
Correct. And which is why I'm going to leave this as a question and not attempt to answer this at all.
So while we're on the issue of numbers, I also found that the moon's diameter, which is apparently around 3,476, so 3,500 kilometers, is actually less wide or than the continent of Australia. Australia from point to point is 4,000 kilometers and the moon is 3,500. That is not to say that the moon is bigger than Australia, but yeah, that's another fun fact to kind of mull over and do nothing with. So, and in this quest for knowledge and wisdom, I also came up on another fun thing. Apparently, a whole bunch of researchers taught these African grey parrots to buy food using tokens. And then they then paired them and giving, you know, one parrot 10 tokens and giving the other zero. So without being rewarded, the parrots would give some tokens to their broke partner so that everyone could eat. And I have no clue why that was. And I have no way of validating that either. So if you are actually going to go looking for an African parrot who does this, then all the best to you.
Wow. Samiran, I mean, it is like, you know, for me, suddenly it was like, I was thinking the parrots know the token economy and decentralized world better
than
us.
Absolutely.
They have cracked the Nash's, Nash's theory that, you know, win-win. Everyone shares. Wow, man, that was I love parrots. Newfound respect.
We will now have to call this parkinization, like parrots and tokenization put together. We've coined a new word called parkinization. Figure it out how you're going to use it. I don't know how we're going to use it, but hey, are you parkinized?
absolutely. New word.
So here is, as we end this, here is one very deep insight that I've gathered. So someone on the internet said that a propeller is actually just a big fan in front of a plane to keep the pilot cool. And why that's the case? Because when it stops, you can actually see the pilot start sweating.
So in midst of these useless facts, I have to give one useful, practical, tested fact. Okay. So while experimenting with food and making food, I was experimenting with pizzas, right? And you usually do a pizza and put some toppings and then the cheese and put it in the oven, right? So I thought that, am I doing it right? And I did some web search. So it seems there is an order to how you should put the ingredients on top of a pizza. And ideally, the veggies should go first and then cheese to keep them crunchy and moist. And in the end, the meat should go. And I tested it. Believe me, it tastes better when you do it that way. Not cheese on the top, finally.
Nilesh, that seems like such a Gora person problem. I mean, who sits and makes pizzas as Maharaj does it? I don't care.
I know.
So, on that happy note, I'm not going to end this episode. I'm going to ask Nilesh to end this episode because I can't stop laughing. So
I will end it. But before that, I just want to check with Samiran if there is there any other fun, useless fact left before we close this.
No. No more for now. I'm holding it all back.
Okay. We'll keep doing such short things, sometimes fun facts, sometimes the things we learned. And if you like it, as I said, please share, subscribe, and listen to our podcast. Thank you.